Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We're going to be chatting all things health, well-being, mental, physical, emotional well-being for everybody, not just veterinarians, but veterinary technicians, assistants, the whole team, CSRs. And joining me is the head instructor of NASAR BOCES and Barry Tech Veterinary Science Program and DVM 360's Veterinary Editorial Advisory Board technician, Michael Natale. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you? Thank you again for having me. Happy to be here.
That was a lot that I just said, you know. So, you know, at BOCES, you're a talent acquisition retention manager at VEG in Long Island, New York. So you do so many great things. I'm glad that you're on the show here. Thank you. You know, before we get into a little bit of like health and well-being of what we do, what tries to keep you grounded, what I love about what you're doing in this profession is multiple things. So share with the listeners a little bit about that balance, because to some, it might be like, oh, how does Mike balance all of this? But to you, I know it fills a couple of buckets. So share with us what you do.
Yeah. Well, I guess for starters, I enjoy every piece of what I do with all my jobs. And I'm the type of person where with all of this going on in my life and my personal life, I have to stay organized, right? So I'm huge into my calendar, right? I color coordinate my whole calendar based on the job, the task, personal, business, whatever it may be, just to stay organized. And along with that, obviously, I take some time for myself to make sure I'm physically, mentally okay.
So wait a minute, when you're color coordinating, now I got to go back to this because I'm like, how does this guy do it? So are you physically color coordinating or are you doing it in your phone or, you know, apps and things?
I'm doing it on my phone, on my app. Yep.
All right. Now I need to know what you're color coordinating.
So for each different role that I play, I have a color to it, right? So like teaching, everything regarding teaching the school is in yellow. Veg related, everything is in red. Personal is blue and so on and so
That's
forth.
Cool. No, I really like that. It's probably a good tip to some of the listeners out there because sometimes it's like, how do I get even organized? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, I love that you're teaching the kids in this program, and it's got to feel, again, we talk about bucket filling all the time on the show, like, you know, being a veterinary professional and being in and out of the exam room is amazing and fulfilling, but then you're doing this great program with the kids, and that's got to be very fulfilling, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I enjoyed even more because the students enjoy it. They want to be there. They want to learn everything, but, you know, there's times that they get frustrated and they have a difficult time maybe retaining certain parts. And, you know, during those moments, that's where I kind of start talking about the well-being and mental health and physical and taking a step back for a second to recognize that and do what you have to do for yourself.
So you teach that to the kids too?
Yeah. I teach them. Every class that I teach, I bring in that concept.
And what are their ages approximately? What does it run?
So anywhere from 16 to 18.
Okay. Well, that's great to start that early to, you know, show them balance or whatnot. But let's keep it real. That's got to be draining on you, right? You know, you know, teaching is hard. Shout out to all the teachers out there. We know it's not easy. Plus you're in the ER and you're seeing a lot of highs and lows. So, you know, we're chatting today a little bit about some of the emotional, physical well-being of yourself. So what are some things that you do to help stay a little bit more centered?
Yeah. So every day I go to the gym. I wake up at 4:30 every morning. I go to a good old CrossFit, work out for an hour, and then start my day right after that, right? Start one of the jobs that I have and then kind of keep rolling throughout my day. In the middle of my day, though, I do try to take at least like a 30-minute break, get some fresh air, go outside, go for a walk. If not a walk, read a book. If not reading a book, just sitting outside, enjoying the fresh air.
I like it. And a little bit more regimented, you're actually involved in a program that you just started. So tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, so I just started it's a little challenge. It's called 75 Hard. And it's a challenge for basically your physical and mental health. There's a list of things that you have to follow for 75 days. Those things are follow some sort of diet. So ideally you want to follow a healthy diet of some sort, or even if you want to cut something out like soda, maybe decrease your caffeine intake. Other things are reading books. You have to read 10 pages a day of a self-help book. And then you have to do two workouts a day, one indoor, one outdoor. And then the hardest part is no alcohol for 75 days.
Wow. And I know you love your wine, right?
Wine and my martinis.
Yeah. So that's got, how far in are you?
I am like 3.5 weeks in right now.
Okay. So you're in there. And have you noticed any differences with how you're feeling?
Waking up is much easier, believe it or not. I think the routine and consistency is helping. Not taking in alcohol is definitely making me feel overall better physically.
Right.
And just mentally, like taking that 30 minutes to read, my book, or getting up in the morning and going for that workout makes me feel better for my day. And then coming home and maybe doing another little workout outside.
I love that reading is incorporated in this program because I was just saying a couple of weeks ago to my friends, I miss it so much, Mike. I really do. I love to read like a good book, take me away. And the fact that this is a little bit more self-help, which is great, with like the onset of so much like social media and dinging and pinging and all of that. So how do I guess, do you just turn everything off and just say, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to read for a half hour.
Yep, depending on where I am, if I'm at work, if I'm at home, I lock my classroom door, shut my lights off, have my book light on, and I just get going. I turn my phone off, turn my computer off, and kind of just zone in on my book. And that's some me time. Again, it takes
Yeah.
like 30 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on the type of reader you are, just to really get through those 10 pages.
So what book are you reading?
Right now, I'm reading The Good Enough Job.
Okay.
In the past, I have read it's called Good Vibes, Good Life.
All right.
And my next book will be The Four Agreements.
What's that one about?
The Four Agreements, I have not gotten to it yet, but it's basically just balancing everything going on in your life, taking what you need for yourself, and what you can give to others and what you can't at your time.
I like that. I'm reading this book when I can. It's called Happy Vet, Happy Pet by one of our colleagues, Sandy Weaver. Shout out to you, Sandy. She's been on the podcast before. And it's caring for your pet's caregiver. So things that pet parents may not realize that you and I go through on a day-to-day basis, and for them to be checking in on us every now and then, which I think is pretty fascinating. Right. So it's a different perspective on, they're coming in for the pets are coming in for their annual, their wellness, but some things that pet owners can do to ask to make sure we're okay. And I think that's pretty smart because sometimes she realized like there was a moment when, we go into an exam room and we just came out of a euthanasia. And she said, we can see it on your faces, the pet parents, and it's okay to let it out. We're here to support one another. And I just think it's a really cool perspective knowing that, like, yes, you can, we're all pet owners at the end of the day. If you want to, like, and I don't know about you, but I would literally cry in my other clients and they'd be like, get over here and hang out with me for a little bit, And I feel like that's what vet medicine's all about. So I just think it's a cool book in that perspective.
No, that's nice. And it gives the owners a perspective of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis and the things that we have to deal with that they may
Yes.
not be aware of. So that's, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to my friend. I'm sure you hear this a lot, and to our listeners, they just don't realize how much we go through every day. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you deal with end of life care that often. Sometimes they're thinking like it's once in a blue moon. I was like, it's at least once a day that you're having, that type of discussion and serious discussion. So, okay, so out of everything that you're doing, so you're reading, you're taking care of your eating habits, you're working out. What's one thing of those that you really are just that you love most about it?
I love working out. I always
Yeah.
have enjoyed working out. I would imagine that it could be difficult for others, but I just feel overall better, especially when I work out in the morning, that I did something for myself right off the bat, and that I'm improving my overall health by doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm laughing because I will, and I try not to do this that often, but sometimes I have these ideas. I just end up emailing my team at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning because my head is so on straight. And I'm like, okay, I have some ideas that just came to me, and I feel like I need to like release them out so that way I know. Do you feel that way too? That you feel like your head's like, cleaner for the day, you're ready to start the day?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I would lie if I said I didn't do that first thing in the morning. I wake up thinking whatever I'm thinking, and I'm writing stuff down in my phone, or responding to an email really quick before, that gym class starts. But overall,
Someone taught me, I forget who it was some CEO podcast I was listening to, but one easy test that he said that he does every day is that he makes his bed, and it's the first thing that he does. I don't know if you do this, but we do, and it's like a feeling of accomplishment, knowing that, okay, check that off the list. And it just shows it kind of sets the precedence for the day, knowing that you're going to be task oriented. What are your thoughts on
I make my bed every day, always have. I'm very OCD, so I have to.
that?
No, I do agree. And I've read that in books as well, making your bed first thing, you have accomplished something.
And at the same time, you're breaking these habits that you've been so used to. They're not bad. I mean, like you like to have a glass of wine here and there, you like to eat. But then here you are doing this challenge, and it's got to be like, hold up, I want to reach for that rosé or whatever. But then you got to tell, is it hard to tell your brain to like, okay, no, Mike, you're not going to do this. We're going to, pivot.
Yeah, no, it definitely is hard. I'm fortunate enough to be doing it with someone else. So having that accountability and having that other person to just talk with me, like, I really want a glass of wine, and they say, just hold out. It'll be so worth it by the end of the 75 days.
And what do they do at the end of 75 days? Because this better be big. Like, I'm talking like Olive Garden gift certificate. Like, are you going to get something like really good out of this?
I mean, you don't get anything out of it besides accomplishment, I guess. And a better,
No better
mental
you.
headspace and physical body. But yeah, I mean, definitely treat yourself at the end. I know I'm treating myself.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to have a glass of wine?
I'm going to my favorite wine bar. I won't even go there for food because I don't want to tempt myself. So it's all I'm saving money.
Yes, totally. And then also, I was talking to another colleague of ours, and she was mentioned how important it is not to just travel far, but do like day trips and clear your mind. It's one thing that she likes to do with her family. What are your thoughts on that? Do you like to, go somewhere and just kind of, take your mind away from things for a little bit?
Yeah, luckily where I'm located on Long Island, I have the city not too far, upstate's not too far, and then obviously the beach, Montauk, Hamptons. So I get to go any direction, 30 minutes an hour, and I'm in open space, fresh air, waves crashing, hiking, surfing.
Yeah, I want to give another shout out to Long Island because something to the listeners may not know about this because, we chat, Mike, I chat with a lot of people around the country and, I'll hear people from the Midwest and Colorado and they're like, oh yeah, we got the mountains, or, we do whitewater rafting. And I said, we could do those things sort of too, but we have the beach. We have some great stuff by us, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I know. East Coast, you know
Best.
it. Well, Mike Natale, where can we learn more about you and Instagram?
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is the vet med teacher, or feel free to reach out via email. You can find my email on the Instagram account, or just shoot me a DM.
Absolutely. You heard it here. Mike Natale, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing in our profession.
Of course. Have a great one, everyone.
And we're going to follow up on the end of the challenge too. I want to make sure it's the
Please do.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Don't forget to listen, rate this podcast, and do something like this for yourself. If you're interested, send us a message too. What are you doing to stay centered and grounded? We'd love to have you on the show. We could chat about it on the podcast. All right. Have a great week. Take care, everybody. Bye, guys.
you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.